Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Well, the good news, Lee, is they appear to all have made it through. The Freedom Caucus, mm-hmm. the few conservatives left mm-hmm. in our legislature.
Yeah.
Dark money campaign aimed at them. Worst I have ever seen in all my years of covering politics. Absolutely outrageous.
Well, that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, okay, just so you understand what's going on here. Yeah, there's dark money in every state, and it's bad and it's nasty. But South Carolina is the worst. Ask Rock. Yes, South Carolina has notably weak regulations on dark money and campaign finance disclosure. The Center for Public Integrity's State Integrity Investigation gives annually South Carolina either a D- or an F in political financing due to what amounts to basically zero disclosure or ethics enforcement. Basically, what we have in the state, and everybody was texting me last night, a friend of mine did, she was, you know, really into politics. Her husband ran for office, best guy ever. He would have been fantastic in the legislature. You would have loved him. But the liars at these dark money organizations took him out, and you guys elected a liberal Republican instead. So I said, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to war with these people because they just lie and lie and lie. And they lie in the form of those mailers they send to your house. One of the worst is Palmetto Truth Project, the hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project. A new one this time was the Conservative Grassroots Network. There's nothing conservative. These are liberal groups. And they flat out lie about these legislators' voting records. I mean, like, I know the slate of Freedom Caucus members who voted against a pay raise for themselves. They sent you mailers telling you that they voted for it. That's how bad. It's 180 stuff, Lee. They're not even trying to deal in subtleties. It's just flat out lies. And Lee, they all operate from P.O. boxes. Wow. They don't even give addresses where you could try to figure out, you know, who rents this, who owns it, who are the people behind this. In other states, you at least with dark money have to disclose your large donors. Not here. And if you've noticed the texts that are coming from dark money groups, there's no tag on them, like even who sent them. They're like out of the ether. That's it. So massive amounts of dark money were deployed against the Freedom Caucus. And I begged you, please do not take one of those mailers. to the polls and vote based on it, because you will be electing a slate of liberal candidates they've put up to challenge actual conservatives, the few who are left. So really, really glad that got a lot of traction online. I pushed it really hard. Freedom Caucus pushed to let people know, no, you cannot trust these mailers. And it appears they all survived, Lee, unless I'm missing somebody, that they were able to do it. But we're going to see these kind of lies in the governor's runoff. We're going to see them in the AG's runoff. There's just big, big, big money in this state, particularly liberal law firms, a lot of interests, vested interests, and they're going to lie to you. Be very careful with anything in your inbox at this point. Anything you get in a text on your phone and anything that comes to you in the mail. I've never seen it this bad. It's just, it's a mess. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Tara, Trump is apparently misinformed on South Carolina. Does he know the legislature refused to pass his tax cuts from the big, beautiful bill? Obviously, he doesn't. Can he not see that they just blew up his redistricting request? They blew it off? Again, obviously not. I would like to know if Wilson will pass these cuts through. Yeah, I can ask him that today.
Well, I mean, it's got to get through the legislature first.
And I got to tell you, look, I normally love Trump. Trump has done generational damage to this state. And it started in the last round. My guess is what happened. Trump endorsed a whole slate of legislative candidates. I cannot imagine why a president would do that. But he did. It was basically every single liberal out there. And my guess is he endorsed Lindsey Graham shortly after that for Senate, knocking out any kind of credible candidate who could have beaten Lindsey Graham, like that had a big name. Because I'm telling you, some of these people in this governor's primary could have beaten Lindsey Graham. But Trump cleared the field a year in advance. And I've told you why. I know why. I mean, it's easy to watch why he did it. He's afraid of Lindsey Graham, and rightfully so, because Lindsey Graham controls the budget committee. His entire agenda was in that big, beautiful bill, and it had to pass through Lindsey Graham's budget committee. So Lindsey Graham held Trump's entire presidency in his hands. I don't think he had a choice, right? My theory, and I don't know this, but my theory is Graham also gave him a slate of every liberal Republican, or every liberal posing as a Republican, and Trump endorsed them all. So they're all in the legislature right now. And this is why you're seeing outrageous stuff, Lee, that you don't even see from liberal states. I mean, keep in mind, Vermont, New Hampshire, and California passed the Trump tax cuts at the state level.
Go figure.
We did not. Yes. That's how radical this state is to the left. These people, yes, are Republicans. Why? Trump did that. He knocked out a whole slate of marvelous candidates. I don't know why he did it. That's my guess right there, that was part of the Lindsey Graham deal. This is the Lindsey Graham machine. And then the very people who humiliated him by, you know, not helping with the redistricting. I mean, McMaster could have called that session early. It would have only needed 51 votes. He refused. You know, we had to push it through with 2/3 votes. That was a disaster. Then he finally calls it after he runs out the clock, does zero to lobby for it, leaves Trump hanging, a humiliation for Trump and devastating for us, Lee, because as Axios correctly points out, Democrats only need to take 3 seats to take Congress, to take the House and start impeachment. Could have been 4, but Henry McMaster, Shane Massey, and this slate of Republicans he endorsed shanked him. So, I mean, Trump did this to himself. He absolutely did in this state. And we had those, you know, few Freedom Caucus members who'd managed to survive the Trump endorsements actually hang on. And the dark money came for them this time. Then you look at who Trump endorsed. I mean, Lindsey Graham. Okay, he had to do that. Pam Evett and Henry McMaster. I mean, that's a reward for their treachery on the redistricting. They knocked a seat we needed to the Democrats. By the way, an unconstitutional seat, according to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to reverberate. I mean, you think Shane Massey, the liberal Republican head of the Senate, is going to eliminate the income tax? Yeah, I mean, you're tripping.
Yeah.
He's not. He's not. And that same crew that Trump put in place that betrayed him on the redistricting and knock that district to the Democrats. Again, it could be Republican plus 7 right now. It's Democrat plus 14. And what's so devastating, too, is that District 1 out on the coast, I used to live in it, and it swings back and forth between Democrats and Republicans, they could have taken that from +3 to +9 in that plan. In other words, making sure it's solid red? Nope. We got Lindsey Graham for another 6 years. You're about to see Lindsey Graham 2.0. He's a pretty miserable dude for the next 3 years. It's going to be an absolute thorn in Trump's side after this election is over. So it's going to take us years to purge the liberals out of our system here in South Carolina. And, you know, I'm getting all these texts. How could voters do this? How could they do this? They trust Trump. They trusted Trump in the last election. He blew it. And in this election, again, the only real source of news in this state on who's conservative and who's just pretending to be is us, 98.9. So I don't entirely blame voters. It was very hard, Lee, to find out who was a good person to vote for yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really was.
I mean, you got to do some research, but yeah.
So, but when you look at just the degree to which, again, and I look, Pam Evatt may be a nice person. She seems like a nice person. Yeah. I don't know her personally. But when you look at the degree those two have let him down, it's shocking. And you want to just look at it, who's been the worst to Trump in the entire lineup that ran for governor yesterday? That'd be Evatt. He endorses her. And again, it's like Kim Paxton said, if you're going to give away your endorsement to basically someone who hates you,
make it worth something,
or works against you, get something.
Yeah.
Did we get the district? Did we get the redistricting? No, we did not. McMaster could have called these people out, demanded they pass it, call them out by name, lobby something. No, he didn't. He let Trump hang. And Trump, to his credit, kept his word and endorsed Evatt. But this has got to stop. I mean, he is just, I mean, we're going to end up with a purple state at the rate we're going. Let me tell you how that happens. It happened in Colorado. The liberal Republicans draw the districts so that Democrats continue to win or win more, and then they keep the primaries open, then they put the dark money behind liberals who'd otherwise run as Democrats. It happened in Colorado. It took 15 years. It's going to happen here. And Trump did a lot of it. A lot of it. And you saw the results yesterday. Again, we should have 15 to 20 more conservative candidates in that legislature instead of liberal Republicans. Trump knocked out every one of them in the last. This was not this time. It was last time. They came for the rest of them. Thank you all for putting the Freedom Caucus back. A lot of them come out of the upstate. Why do they come out of the upstate? Because this station polices these races. If you tell us you're a conservative, we check to see if you actually are. So we managed to hold on to the Freedom Caucus. That's fantastic news. But I got to tell you, I mean, the Lindsey Graham machine, alive and well in South Carolina after last night.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Folks, keep your eyes on what's going on in the UK. They already did it in Australia. And Fox News is trying to do it here with Republican support. It is the most totalitarian thing I've ever seen. Outside of China, digitally speaking. In fact, it's exactly the Chinese system delivered in Trojan horse to help the children. How's it work in China? Well, if you want to go on the internet, you need digital ID. It used to take the form of a little thumb drive you had to have, and you would check in the first time so they would know who you were. You couldn't use the internet without it. It was called a key. Well, now they do it with digital ID. They have to know who you are in order to censor and control you. And that digital ID follows you everywhere. So if you say and do wrong things or don't have a high enough credit score, you can't get a job. So knowing who you are is key to everything. Well, the UK had announced last year that you're going to now have to have digital ID to get a job, to buy a house, to rent a house, to get a driver's license. It's total tyranny. But they need a way to hook it. That's by 2030. They need a way to hook it up to the internet. And then it's total control. And they found one. Conveniently, just a few days after Keir Starmer, the very Nazi name sounding socialist head of the UK, was extremely disturbed, not by the murder of Henry Nowak, after woke police handcuffed him and let him bleed out in front of them, while literally the immigrant holding the knife that killed him with his blood on it was allowed to roam free because he said Nowak was a racist. Not that he assaulted him, but that he was a racist. He's begging for his life. He's begging for medical help. And they're cuffing him, laughing at him, telling him he hasn't been stabbed. You could clearly see the blood. Why? Because the UK's, police are now, they're very woke. They're young, they're woke, they're monsters. Well, Keir Starmer wasn't upset about the police-driven murder of Henry Nowak for political correctness. No, no, no. He's mad at Elon Musk for letting people see it. Less than 72 hours after screaming and yelling at Elon Musk for allowing free speech, Keir Starmer rolled out the scariest thing I've seen in a long time. Why? Because Fox News wants to do it too. They pushed it again this morning. Imagine this. Your device is all locked down until you get digital ID and prove to the government you are who you are and they tie it to your device. Then it turns on. That's what he just proposed. Let's go make it easier to raid people's house for saying true things. They do that 10,000 times a year now in the UK on average. By the way, 7,000 times more than Russia. He just announced it. Why? Because Henry Nowak embarrassed him. That's why he wants Elon Musk to make it stop. True things are a problem. What is his excuse? Oh, we have to save the children. Oh, yeah, no, you've got to prove you're not 16. Or we're going to lock down all your devices till you do. This is not about the kids. People who are 90 are going to have to prove who they are for their devices to turn back on when this goes through. Now, listen to Fox News' coverage of it. Okay? This is the same thing. And Ted Cruz is sponsoring it for some unknown reason in the Senate. It's a very similar bill. And on the House side, there's other Republican sponsors. Listen to how Fox News describes what I just told you.
All right, the UK is expected to ban social media for kids under 16 years old within the next 10 days following a 3-month consultation on an Australian-style ban. It comes as a new report reveals children's well-being declined across this nation. Here at home, the report taking education, health, economics, family, and community all into consideration, saying, quote, the new scores showed that 29 states, kids fared worse overall in 2024 than 2019. Losses in education since the pandemic drove much of these declines. Nearly all states, 47 in total, fared worse in 2024 compared to 2019.
Joining us now, child and adolescent family therapist Darby Fox. Darby, despite all we know about the harms of social media, the impact on our kids is not improving. It's getting worse. Is it time for a nationwide age restriction on social media here in the U.S.?
I think it would be.
Do you hear anything I just told you? This is the Chinese style system. No adult can get on the internet without first submitting digital ID. You know how they're doing it in Australia? Since your credit card is so thoroughly background checked, you can give them a credit card and you can give them your license. And they create the digital ID for you, tying it to your accounts. Did you hear any of that from Fox News? Yeah. They've been pushing this almost daily for, gosh, months now. It's the Chinese style system. It's exactly what the Chinese style system is. And they're using kids as the basis of it. It's terrifying. There's no words for this. Anyway, I went on and on for minutes more. That's going to be great. Yeah. Everybody needs to submit your ID. How's it work? I don't know. Ask China. They have it perfected. It's total tyranny, folks. It's Mark of the Beast. This is why I'm obsessed. And by the way, you blocked. Thank you. Because it was going to pass. They had let it out of committee. You and your phone calls stopped digital ID at the state level. This is why state stuff's very important. Because remember, this was just a few weeks ago, we called en masse to stop it. They were going to pass the digital ID bill to digitize your driver's license. They had the votes. I thought I'd have to stop it in the Senate, but we managed to chop block it in the House here. So there's none of this right now from our DMV. Because I'm going to tell you what, the second the DMV makes it available, even though it's optional, you're going to have to provide it. We've got to stop it. We can't even let digital ID exist. It's that dangerous, especially when you see Fox News pushing this. So keep your eyes on that. This isn't about kids at all. It's about adults and total grid control. All right. So last night, Alan Wilson and Pam Evatt, I'm sure you've already heard the news, vying to be your next governor. More than likely, the Republican will win in the fall against the Democrat. A lot of folks texting me last night, emailing me, not happy with the results, kind of mad at South Carolina voters about it. But some perspective on that, okay? Here's the thing. What really hurt the freedom vote, the conservative vote last night, was the fact that Ron Reddy and Ralph Norman, neither of them would drop out. And so they split our vote, is basically what ended up happening here. If you put Ron Reddy's vote together with Ralph Norman's, you're at 31.1%. So in other words, say Reddy hadn't been in the race, I think Norman would have come in first. You just had a spoiler in there. And that's a problem. So unfortunately, we do not have a change agent candidate right now. And that's what Ron Reddy was saying yesterday. He said, listen, you can't split your vote. Because the two of them are headed to the runoff, and they were. So, whoever you supported, Nancy Mace, I think, is a change agent too. She would have been. She came in with only 11%. She's already thrown her support behind Alan Wilson. So I think it's his to lose. I could be wrong about that. We'll see. Anything could change over the next 2 weeks. But right now, when you look at it, his chances of picking up the change agent vote, the conservative vote, are a lot higher than Pam Evatt's are. And you're already seeing Mace make that shift to backing him. So the problem is both of them have to turn votes out, and they're not charismatic candidates. That's not a criticism at all. It just means you're either born that way or you're not. And neither of them really has that big charisma going for them that turns a lot of votes out. So going to be really interesting. Love to know what you thought about the results. Alan Wilson, by the way, is coming on at 8:33. So please send me a list of questions for him. This is our chance to, he needs you right now. In fact, it was just minutes after it was called last night that, you know, they had both made the runoff that I got a text from his scheduler to come on the show, asking to come on the show. And the reason they want that is because the, you know, the road to the win runs through the upstate. You have a lot of power right now. And this is the time, and I'm not telling this to his face, I don't mind. This is the time for us to get what we want. In other words, to promise it, to get promises of it from Alan Wilson. I will give Alan Wilson credit with one thing. For one thing, I think he did as well as he did in the upstate because he showed up. He's been coming on this show for a year and a half, and his people texted me really about a year and a half ago and said, can I, you know, come on the show? And I said, you sure you want to come on the show? You know what that entails, right? I mean, I'm going to ask you tough questions. And he said yes, and I threw everything but the kitchen sink at him in multiple interviews, and you've probably heard us butt heads a few times, but he kept coming back. And you get to know him, and I kind of have an operational rule. I ask tough questions, but only once. I'm not going to keep asking you the same question. I mean, that's just belligerent after a while. But I do ask the tough questions. He did show up. He did take them. And that's kind of where we are. Ooh, Texter writes, I just want to read this. Texter writes, Trump screwed y'all by endorsing Evett. Now the texter writes, this is the main question they want to ask. Tara, can you ask Alan Wilson if he will deputize our law enforcement officers like Ron DeSantis did? Another texter writes, absolutely hilarious. Nancy Mace pulled a Riley Gaines and finished fifth. That's got to be a liberal. Texter writes, ask Alan Wilson about swearing in state and local law enforcement as ICE agents. Texter writes, Tara, looking at the map of the upstate, I think they mean a lot of the counties voted for Evett. Why, though? And again, what it looks like that is because the Freedom Vote, the Change Agent Vote, the Ralph Norman Vote split two ways between him and Reddy. Again, you put it together, it's 31%. It's higher than Wilson or Evett got. And I think the vote just got split. And then Nancy Mace walked off with some of it, too. Texter writes, Tira, yeah, a lot of the problem with the voting is all these people moving from blue states, and then they complain that Republicans suck, but they're not really Republicans in office, so they're convinced Republicans are the problem, so they vote Democrat. Well, maybe something like that, I think, but no, because here's the good news, okay, from last night about this. And I've been telling you this for a while. By the way, Wall Street Journal reported this too, that South Carolina is not getting more liberal. That's not how, in terms of Democrats versus Republicans, the mix of people moving here, the Wall Street Journal said, is almost exactly the same as the existing mix in the state. It's about 2/3 Republican, 1/3 Democrat. So I'm not afraid of the state switching at all. But you saw this yesterday. I was kind of worried yesterday because we had this massive Democrat surge in early voting. Yeah, well, we shattered records yesterday. A whopping 468,000 South Carolinians voted in the GOP partisan primary for governor. And that's, you know, fantastic. 468,000 Republicans voted versus 368,000 Democrats. That's a 25% voter participation level that beats 2010's high watermark for the millennium. So that's the best ever. That's fantastic. So people super engaged. It's just they split the vote. You know what I think happened here is Trump endorsed Lindsey Graham a year out. He cleared the field of A-level candidate. Because I'm here to tell you, I think Ralph Norman could have beat Lindsey Graham. I think even Nancy Mace, as weak as she was, would have given him a run for his money. Ron Reddy, I would not surprise me if he beat Lindsey Graham yesterday. But they all cleared the race because of the Trump endorsement for Lindsey. Everybody thought they couldn't do it, and they all piled into the governor's race and cannibalized each other. So, folks, it's not as bad as it looks on paper. And never forget, down south, and you're watching those Charleston precincts come in, you watch it, watching all of that, they have no good sources of news. Even the conservatives out there don't. But there's just no way to know which campaign ads are fake, which aren't. You can't tell who the conservatives are versus the people claiming to be conservative. And Donald Trump's endorsement, you know, fired like a shot in the middle of that. It confused a lot of people, I think. So it's not as bad as it looks. Again, if you combine the Reddy vote, the Norman vote, that entity, the Change vote, is the largest vote getter. And I'd throw Nancy Mace's in there too. She's very much a change agent if you look at what she campaigned on. So not all bad news, but keep in mind right now, Alan Wilson needs your vote to beat Pam Evett. So this is when we get what we want in exchange for showing up. We got a 2-week window to do that, to help pick the next governor. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. My worry is Democrats crossing over and voting for Goldfinch and voting for Pam Evett. Well, the good news is we had a record number of Democrats voting in the Democrat primary in this state. And the reason that's good news is because once you vote in the Democrat primary, you cannot cross over. You cannot cross over and vote in the Republican runoff. You can only vote in the Democrat runoff. So if you voted in the Republican primary, you can only vote in the Republican runoff. Now, if you did not vote in either primary, but you want to vote in the runoff, then yes, you can do that. But if you voted in the primary for a party, you can only vote in the runoff for that party. You cannot switch. So that's really good. That's going to keep a lot of Democrats out of these races. When normally they'd be mucking around in our open primaries, which we've got to get rid of in this state. Good news overnight, folks. Good news overnight. Susan Collins flipped her vote on the SAVE Act. And folks, that is an absolute act of courage. This one was a senator from Maine, okay? It's why I give her a big pass. We shouldn't even have that Senate seat. It should absolutely be in Democrat hands. I don't know how she hangs on to it. She flipped her vote from a no to a yes. What does that get us to? It got us to 50 in one vote last night. All we need now is Thune to allow a talking filibuster, and we can get the SAVE Act, folks. That would go so far to saving the 2028 elections. It would be massive. If we can get the fake voters off the Democrat rolls, which it will do, China and Iran are going to have a very hard time meddling in that election, as they did in the 2020 election. We'll get into all that in the hour coming up.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team.
but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.